Hello, and relations, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. Romans chapter 10, the word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth. This is the word of faith, which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want to talk to all of you tonight about rebellion, what rebellion can cause in your life, what rebellion caused in my life, and many others that rebel. But first, I want Kathy D. to read from the third chapter in the book of Genesis, where Adam, Eve, the serpent, and God all had a conversation. Kathy D., would you read beginning verse 1?
Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the tree of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree wherewith I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.
If you will look at those passages of Scripture, you will see the first thing that happened. Adam and Eve rebelled against God's commandment, God's word. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. That was the first thing they did wrong. Rebelled against God's word. Following the rebellion came fear. Fear, it always will. Doubt, of course, is involved. Unbelief is involved. I want to share with you. In 1958, I was 26 years of age, spent 4 years in the U.S. Navy as a hospital corpsman. And I'd been accepted the School of Veterinary Medicine, University of Missouri, Columbia. God visited me. There's a testimony about it. It's written. It'll be up You can see it, read it. The power of presence, let me put, the presence of God fell upon me. A great fear came upon me. Why? Because of the presence of God. Moses described God's presence as a what terrifying, frightful experience. I forgot just how, what it says, but he was afraid, Moses, just to be in the presence of God. Well, that's what happened to me. At age 26, God said, I do not want you to be a veterinarian, but a minister of the gospel. And with that presence of God, he ministered fear to me, the fear of God. You cannot reject God's commandment without getting into fear. Great fear. You cannot reject the commandment or the words of God without paying a price of fear. Much fear in your heart. If you reject God's word that he speaks to you, it's unbelief. It's unbelief. It's doubt. And immediately fear starts coming in, entering into your heart. Rebellion against God brings great fear. I was 26 when God called me to be a minister of the gospel. And I didn't believe it. God told me. I didn't believe his words. And I paid for it with fear, much fear. It was frightening, the fear that I lived in. Why? Because God will not take no for an answer. God will not take no for an answer. Who art thou, O man, that thou should say to God, what doest thou? Well, I was a foolish young man and did not want to be a minister of the gospel. All kinds of fears came. All kinds. God let Satan deal with my soul. Fear in my soul. Why? Because God said, I want your life. You belong to me. Psalm 24 says, the Lord owns the earth and all the fullness thereof, and everyone on the inhabitants of the earth belong to God. You can't tell God what you're going to do. I want to say something to you. I was a chosen vessel by God. Kathy D. Davidson, a chosen vessel by God. Terry Brown Downton, her name, was a chosen vessel by God. All three of us rebelled. We didn't want to follow God. No flesh does. But God will never turn you loose. Never. And he will bear down on you every day, every night, until you finally give up humble yourself. I couldn't believe what God wanted me to do. But God kept working, More fear came with God's rejection. More fear with God's rejection. And then it got worse with every rejection of God's word. More fear comes. And it's not funny. It's terrible. It's ridiculous to reject God. Who do we think we are? Foolish people that would say no to God. Foolish people that would say no to God. So, I want to pray for you. I want to pray a prayer several times to loose you. I'm going to pray that you be set free, redeemed from rebellion, fear, unbelief, and doubt. The world. I'm praying for the world that rejected God, rebelled against God, and are filled with fear because of their unbelief and their doubt when God called them, chose them, sent them forth. They didn't want to go. They did their own thing. God, in 58, don't be a veterinarian, but a minister of the gospel. Not till 69 did I humble myself, or God humbled me, when I obeyed. And it wasn't fun. You don't know how many times I thought I might be dying. Why? Because fear of God. I mean, Moses said it's a terrible thing to fall in the hands of living God. I'm not sure I said something a while ago, but maybe this is more accurate. So, I want to pray for you. And I want to pray, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, fear, unbelief, and doubt. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, fear, unbelief, and doubt. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, unbelief, fear, and doubt. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, fear, unbelief, doubt. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, unbelief, fear, doubt. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, fear, unbelief, doubt. Lord, deliver your people from rebellion, fear, unbelief, doubt. Deliver your people from drug addiction, Whosoever shall call by the name of the Lord shall be delivered from drug addiction, from tranquilizers, narcotics. Thank God. Thank God. Diet pills. Thank God. Alcoholism. Drug addiction. Whosoever shall call by the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, doubt, fear, unbelief. Thank God, Lord, deliver your people from rebellion, fear, unbelief, doubt, alcoholism, drug addiction, addiction, tranquilizer. Thank God. Did you know alcohol is a drug? Did you know that it's a drug? Thank God. It's a drug. Period. Whosoever shall call by the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, fear, unbelief, doubt. Whosoever shall call by the name of the Lord shall be delivered from drug addiction, from addiction of every kind, any addiction, whatever you are addicted to. I loose you from addiction in Jesus' name. Thank God. Addiction of any kind. Doesn't matter. Addiction is addiction. Loose them now from addiction. Thank God. Whosoever shall call for the name of the Lord shall be delivered from addiction of all kinds. Any addiction, loose them now. Let them go. Pray in Jesus' name. Thank God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered from rebellion, fear, unbelief, doubt, addiction of all kinds, drug addiction, alcoholism, tranquilizers, painkillers. Thank God. Pain drugs for pain. Loose them now. Jesus, they. Loose them now from painkillers. Loose them now. Painkillers. Thank God. Loose them now from valiant. Thank God. Loose them. Morphine. Addiction. Thank God. Loose Benadryl addiction. Loose now. Thank God. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Loose now. Amen. Thank God. Addiction of every kind. Loose them now. Thank God from rebellion, fear, unbelief, doubt. Loose them now from rebellion, fear, doubt, unbelief. Loose them now from rebellion, fear, doubt, unbelief. Loose them now, fear, doubt, rebellion, unbelief. Thank God. Praise God. Now, I prayed for you. You can pray for yourself. Joel 2:32. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You can pray it yourself. Thank God. Pray it over and over and over and over. Keep praying it. You'll get some faith mixed with your prayer, and you begin to be delivered by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm out of time. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm not under a clock. Thank you. Love you. This audio from my office in my home, Plano, Texas, on this Tuesday evening. Have a good one. And get yourself free and start praying. Loose yourself. Be redeemed from everything that God brings up in your heart. Good night, Doyle Davidson.